Welcome, welcome to our show.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
Why don't you just start by introducing yourself?
Welcome to the program. Can I get a pew-pew for the fans?
No idea what that means.
Welcome to your fantasy.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
God bless every driver of every plow truck that's been cleaning off our streets. God bless every one of them with their big plows and moving the snow all around and spreading out all that salt, whatever the heck that they're spreading out all over the place. God bless every one of them. Good morning. How you doing? Dimitri live and dangerously local. President's Day, and I've got a real bone to pick with an awful lot of people around here regarding President's Day. But first, a big shout out, a great big thank you, a great big wet kiss. Mwah! Do you, if you happen to be driving one of those trucks, moving all the snow around, plowing it off so that we can actually get to work and go everywhere else? Oh, thank God for these people. Thank God for them. County Road 56 sucked. Nobody touched it. Doesn't seem that way anyway. 40 was, National Road was, it was all right. It wasn't great. It wasn't horrible. ODOT, another great job again on the interstates. ODOT's wonderful. Honestly, those people are just absolutely, absolutely wonderful. And I was really, really surprised because we have to get off at the Dimitri exit, which is exit 3 of 470. They call it the Dimitri exit in honor of, well, me, because I told them all the lights had been burnt out, and they said, okay, in honor of you telling us this, and we'll finally fix them, we'll unofficially name it the Dimitri exits. That's exit 3. So I get off at exit 3, and I don't think they were joking. And I'm thinking, okay, it's High Ridge Road taking me to the world headquarters of the Ohio Midland News Group, which is here on Rock Hill. But you got to go up High Ridge. And as High Ridge, I'm going, oh, man, it's not ODOT. I don't know if it's county. I don't know if it's township. I don't know if it's village. I don't know. But I knew it was going to be really, really bad because it's very steep, thus the name High Ridge. And I've got just a front-wheel drive car. By the way, there's a big difference between front-wheel drive and all-wheel drive. There really, really is. Anyway, so I get off of exit 3, and I didn't make my right turn and start going around, and I see a plow truck parked off to the side. And I couldn't make out if it was private or public. I couldn't tell. I actually looked. It was red. And but the road, High Ridge, looked as if it had just been plowed. I thought to myself, oh my God, this is great. I can't believe this is happening. And I thought to myself, well, maybe it'll go up to where the county road makes a left, and then anything like the worst part is not going to be plowed, and I may not even get up to work or anything like that. But no, I must tell you, High Ridge was really well cared for. It was plowed. I could get all the way up everything. I didn't even slip or slide or anything like that. So bravo, bravo to all the drivers, all the plow trucks, Tri-State area. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. One more. All right, that's enough. Pretty soon they'll ask for a raise. All right, but thank you so much. Please be careful driving out there. A lot of snow. I was surprised by the amount of snow that we received. So if you don't have to come out, don't come out. In fact, that's the conversation I had by text with our scheduled guest today. Lovely, lovely woman who was going to talk with us about all the changes regarding healthcare and what you need to know. Michaela Williams, lovely human being, who is the office manager, that's not her official title, but essentially she's the office manager of Serena Hackathorn's Health Markets Insurance Office in St. Clairsville. Full disclosure, I love Serena Hackathorn. Serena Hackathorn is gold. She is my health insurance agent, and she is also an advertiser, and I do personal endorsements. You know everything. I love these people. So Michaela was going to be on today, but the road conditions were so bad where she was that she didn't want to risk it, and I told her, don't risk it. We can always reschedule. So you're not going to have that today. You're not going to have Michaela today, but you're going to have me, and I've got a very special guest lined up as well. And this will be by phone, so we don't have to worry about him driving. And that is the head of the House of Delegates in Charleston, Pat McGee. And we're going to ask him some really tough questions about the Chinese Communist Party and how, what kind of control do they really have over foreign energy. Form Energy, this corporate welfare fiasco that is blowing up right in front of our faces here, is something that I'm going to be I've been all over, and I will continue to be all over this thing, because the taxpayers of West Virginia were forced to give the multi-billionaires who own Form Energy a third of $1 billion, and on top of that, $500 million land. And Pat McGeehan is going, no, wait a minute, you don't understand. The Chinese Communist Party is part of this, and we're going to talk with Pat McGeehan about all of this. Well, I'm the only one in the media that I'm aware of that has been blowing the whistle regarding this, telling you, alerting everyone that, hey, this corporate welfare scam is one of the worst, because you're dealing with multi-billionaires who own Form Energy, including Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and God knows how many others. But also Pat McGeehan is saying, Delegate Pat McGeehan, that the Chinese Communist Party is an integral player with this thing. And here you have all these establishment Republicans in West Virginia who signed on to this sweetheart deal, who essentially, according to Pat McGeehan's belief, essentially gave roughly $300 million and then another $500 million for the land, so roughly $800 million to a company that is controlled at least in part by the Chinese Communist Party. And that's what Pat McGeehan is saying, and we've got it in writing. We're going to be talking with him about that. But we need to understand the big picture here, and we need to start holding these rhinos, Republicans in name only, accountable. So we've got that coming up as well. Also, this is... by the way, hello, good morning to everyone who is watching us on our Facebook live stream. I'll never understand this. I don't understand. Let me just look at the people in Facebook live stream here. I don't know why you watch me. I swear to God, I don't know why. I mean, no one's ever mistaken me for Brad Pitt. Let's be honest about this. I've lost most of my hair. What hair I have left is gray, and it's disgusting. And all I have here is this microphone, my state-of-the-art Podcaster board, and my coffee cup, my Amy cup. Epstein didn't kill himself. I've got that. I've got my red Sharpie, which I use for emphasis every once in a while. But there ain't much to see. In fact, there's nothing good to see. And yet, we continue to have people watching me. Hi, how you doing? On the Facebook live stream. So there's that. So if you want to see this, and for the life of me, I swear to you, I don't know why you would. But if you do, you could watch that. Also, hear me on these great radio stations. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. Download the River Network app, and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. You also get Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, the audio path of totality, and Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, now the force multiplier of truth. I love that. All right, fine. So let's talk about President's Day. And before you think to yourself, oh, this is a snore, this is going to sound like a Sunday morning public affairs show or something on C-SPAN, we don't want to learn the history of President's Day or anything like that, don't worry. You're listening to Dimitri, which means I don't do that kind of show. So I'm driving into work today. I swear to you, this is not a setup. This is for real, honest to God, what happened. So I'm driving into work. I'm worried about, the roads. But for the most part, they were okay. Thank God for High Ridge. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, whoever the plow truck driver was, thank you. I'm listening to Johnny O. He's on our sister station, WAMPA 100.5. Very good station. He's a great guy. He really just, he's a terrific guy. A bit annoying sometimes, but overall terrific guy. So I'm listening to him. And, we got a major snow event here today. And he's going on and on, talking about some of the schools that are going to be closed today, actually, or delayed a couple of hours, or I think one college was a three-hour delay. And he's going on and on, doing, good public service, because that's what we do here at the Ohio Midland News Group, here at the world headquarters, especially at the top of Rock Hill. And suddenly a light bulb went on above my head. And it wasn't the car light bulb. I mean, the car works fine. It was a light bulb. And not one of those LEDs, but, you know, one of the good ones. And I thought to myself, wait a minute. What am I hearing here? Johnny O is saying that there is going to be a delay for a lot of these schools, public schools, private schools, colleges, trade schools, you name it. But this is President's Day. Why are we having this discussion? Why are we telling people there's a delay before you get to school today? It's a 2-hour delay or a 3-hour delay or whatever. This is President's Day. If you still don't understand why I was so upset, let me explain. The schools are open. Why are the schools open on President's Day? I'm pretty sure they're closed on MLK Day. But they're open on President's Day. And the more I thought about it, the angrier I got. It's like, wait a minute. What is President's Day? Used to be George Washington's birthday and then Abraham Lincoln's birthday. And then I think it was Nixon, actually, who said, let's just combine the two together. They don't deserve separate days. Lincoln and each have 12 hours. Republican establishment. I believe it was Nixon who did this. I could be wrong. But whoever did it, shame on him or her. President's Day today, Monday, is to honor two of the greatest presidents in the history of this republic, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Each get 12 hours. Why are any of our schools open? These are two of the most important presidents in the history of our republic. And our schools aren't willing to honor them by being closed on a federal holiday like this? Well, why is that? Well, I think it's an indicator of just how woke public education has become. Now, there may be some private schools that also are included. That I don't know. I couldn't hear all of the names that Johnny was coming up with as I was driving into work. But I can tell you this. It is my firm belief that if your school, if your kid is going to any school, public, private, whatever, grade school, high school, college, whatever, if that school is not closed because of President's Day today, then it says to me that that school is woke, it's politically correct, they probably deal with pronouns and probably DEI and God knows what other Marxist crap they've put into our schools. The trans flag, the LGBTQ plus flag, and this, that, and the other. How on earth can a public school, especially a public school, but any school, be open on President's Day when we're supposed to be honoring our two of our most important presidents, certainly George Washington, Abraham Lincoln? How is this even possible? And why is it no one seems to care all that much about it except, I guess, me? Why do we have 2-hour delays and 3-hour delays on President's Day? Every school should be closed on President's Day. The kids should be taught the importance of American history, especially George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. No one seems to care. It's like, well, just president, just two presidents. I mean, you know, it's nothing like Indigenous Peoples Day. Instead of Columbus Day, it's not MLK, you know, it's not Kwanzaa, it's just President's Day. If your school district is not automatically closed on President's Day, my guess is you've got a very, very serious problem with woke infestation throughout the system.